Health officials in Britain are becoming increasingly concerned about a new variant of the coronavirus, which they believe is more contagious. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has imposed the country's most stringent lockdown since the pandemic began in a bid to contain the latest surge, while European countries are closing their borders to anyone from the UK. Epidemiologists in Australia say they're alert but not alarmed about the new type of the virus. Rachel Mealy reports.
There's Christmas chaos across Europe. Countries including France and Germany have banned flights from the United Kingdom, forcing travellers onto roads and trains to beat the border closures. At the weekend, the UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced new Tier 4 lockdowns across London and surrounds because of the rapid rise in cases in those areas. He says the new variant of the virus is more easily spread and accounts for a large proportion of the new case numbers.
When the virus changes its method of attack, we as a country have to change our method of defence, and that's what we're doing.
The new mutation or variant of the virus was first detected in southeast England in September. The new lockdown has been put into place because the variant is quickly becoming the dominant strain in London. Ryan McCann is a former Sydneysider who now lives in central London with his wife Lucy.
You know, there's quite a few people out on the street, mostly wearing masks and being quite respectful and keeping a bit of a distance and not tripping over each other and being conscientious of one another, generally, I'd say.
He says there's a sense of concern among Londoners that the government hasn't acted soon enough after realising the new variant of the virus was on the move through the community.
If they've been tracking it for 5 weeks and you're only noticing a trend after 5 weeks and not after week one or week two or week three, and you're hearing about after 5 weeks, then you think, what are you guys looking at?
Dr. Kirsty Short is a virologist at the School of Chemistry and Molecular Biosciences at the University of Queensland. She says viruses mutate and the coronavirus is no different.
Viruses mutate all the time, and actually SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, actually doesn't nearly mutate as fast or as frequently as many other viruses like, say, influenza or HIV. So there's always going to be mutations that pop up, and the key question you have to ask is, are they of any biological significance? And we don't know that at this point in time.
Dr. Short says at this stage there's no immediate concern that a new variant of the virus would make a vaccine any less effective.
There's always a possibility. We can't rule it out. But the good thing is that a lot of these vaccines, they don't just target one particular micro niche of the virus, they actually target a large part of a viral protein. So that means if there's a mutation, let's say, in the top of the viral protein, that might stop antibodies binding there. But as long as the antibodies combine to, say, the bottom of the viral protein, they're still effective. So it really depends on where and how many mutations are present. And it's always something that we look out for. It's always something that we're conscious of, but at the moment, there's no reason to be concerned.
She says there's no confirmed evidence yet that the variant is more deadly than it has been to date.
Look, I'm not particularly concerned, and one of my reasoning for this is, as I said, this virus actually mutates very, very slowly compared to other viruses that we know. And when you think about the millions of people that have been infected and the fact that we still to date haven't seen a bona fide new strain of the virus emerge, that's pretty telling that this is a very slow process. So certainly at the moment, in the absence of any additional evidence suggesting that these mutations are of functional significance, I'm not concerned.
That's Dr. Kirsty Short, virologist at the University of Queensland.